Hi, it's me, Tiwa Ogunlesi. I'm a life coach, founder of Confident and Killing It, and you're listening to the Confident and Killing It podcast. This show is about waking you up to your worth so you can be confident, unstoppable, and dare to live the life that you truly desire. No more fear and insecurities getting in the way. It's time to master your mind, believe in yourself, and show up in the world. Let's get into it. Well, hello everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Confident and Killing It. Super excited that you're here and thank you for taking time out of your busy day to listen to this podcast. I am super excited because it is our 1 year anniversary. I launched the podcast in June of 2020 and here we are 1 year later, June 2021, and so much has happened since then. The podcast has been downloaded over 40,000 times and it's been listened to across 119 countries. How incredible is that? Thank you so much to everyone who listens regularly for the feedback you have shared, for sharing with your friends and your family. I could never have imagined the impact that this podcast would have all over the world. The amount of messages I get from people about how it is changing their lives is the most beautiful thing ever. And I'm so grateful and honored that my work and my words could have such a beautiful impact on your life, because that exactly is my mission. My mission in life is to wake people up to their worth so they can be confident, unstoppable, and really dare to live the life that they truly desire. That is why I do what I do. That is why I show up every single day. And so the fact that people all over the world are waking up to the greatness inside of them makes me so happy. Today's episode is going to be about moving from idea to action, how to get started when you don't know where to start. I remember putting off the podcast episode for so long because I thought I had nothing podcast worthy to say. I thought I wasn't going to sound as intellectual as all the other big podcasters out there. And that was my mistake. I was comparing my early days, my beginning self, to the big players in the industry. And those big players didn't just get there overnight. They started from somewhere. And that's what we're gonna dive into today, right? Learning to start, how to move past feeling overwhelmed, or if you have too many ideas and you don't know which one to take action from, we're gonna explore all of those different things. Before I start, I want to share a message that I got recently about the podcast. So shout out to Mia Isabella on Instagram for such a beautiful message. She said, "Hi Tiwa, just want to say how grateful I am for your message that you send to all girls and women out there. I listen to your podcast every morning while I prepare for work, and it is totally a mood booster and confidence boost. Sometimes I cry when the words hit hard and I realize how hard I am on myself. I'll never forget the story of how you started Confident and Killing It. You didn't want another generation of girls growing up without confidence. It's a powerful and inspiring vision. I'm already in my 30s and I'm only now starting to heal from the trauma of body image that I carried since childhood. I don't want another girl to take that long to heal. Thank you so much for saving my life." Wow. Honestly, that just left me so speechless, because that is just so incredible that I was able to be such an uplifting voice for her every single day and to go as far to say that I'm saving her life. Like, that is no small feat. So I just want to say again, thank you to everyone who is loving everything that I say and the message that I'm bringing to you all. Honestly, messages like this keep me going. So yeah, thank you so much. All right, let's get into a couple of ways that you can move from idea to action. The first thing when it comes to getting started on an idea you have is to check your mindset. I'm sure you've heard me say this many times, but your thoughts lead to your feelings, and your feelings lead to the actions that you take or you don't take. It is scientifically proven that your thoughts are connected to your feelings, and your feelings are connected to the action that you take. So a lot of the times why you don't move from idea to action is because of the thoughts you have about that particular activity. Some of the thoughts that you might have are, for example, oh my gosh, everyone is so much better than me at this. There's no point of even trying. Or there are already so many successful people. There's no point in even trying. Or I don't have the skills. I'm not good enough to do this. There's no point even trying. What if I do it and I fail? What if I do it and people judge me? What if I do it and people laugh at me? Those are some of the thoughts that will stop you from taking action. Because think about it, if you are constantly thinking, what if people judge me? What if I'm not good enough? What if I'm not going to be successful at this? There's already so many people out there, I don't even need to try. That is the least inspiring story ever. Why on earth would you want to do something if you don't feel good enough to do it? If you think there's absolutely no point because no one's going to care. You're not going to take action, and that's just a fact. So don't beat yourself up for procrastinating. Don't beat yourself up because you think you're being lazy. You're not. It's just the story you are telling yourself is so sabotaging and disempowering that you're not going to take action from that. Another big thing to be aware of is that you will always feel resistance when you are moving from a lower sphere in your life to a higher sphere. This launching this podcast moved me to a new level of my life and my career. And so it was natural that I felt resistance towards it because my brain was scared. When you're about to do something new and go outside of your comfort zone, your brain gets scared because it does not know what to expect. And so it creates a certain amount of resistance to maybe make you just double check and rethink your decision in case, you know, it might not be a good idea to go ahead. Now, nothing exciting happens in your comfort zone. The growth, the success that you're looking for happens outside of your comfort zone. So when you feel like you can't do something, that is when you must do it. Okay, I'll say that again. When you feel like you can't do something, that is when you must do it. Because you have to send a message that is loud and clear to your subconscious that you are not going to let fear get in the way of your dreams. Okay? So when you feel resistance towards something, be aware that that might mean you are about to step into the next level of your life. And if you retreat, you stay stuck on the level you are currently on. And if you push past that resistance, if you push past the fear and insecurity, you level up in life. And when you level up, you access a whole new level of abundance, of joy, of love, of success, all the amazing things that you want. So, how do you overcome these negative thoughts that are sabotaging you and making you feel anxious and worried and overwhelmed, which is then stopping you from taking action? Three important questions to ask yourself when negative thoughts arise. Number one, is this thought 100% facts or am I making an assumption? Very crucial question. A lot of the times we are just making assumptions. When I was thinking, what if no one benefits from this podcast? That's an assumption. I don't 100% know for a fact whether people are going to benefit or not. You don't 100% know for a fact whether people are going to buy your product or not. You don't 100% know for a fact whether people are going to pay for your service or not. How do you find out whether people are going to pay or not? You put it out there. You ask questions. If a thought is not 100% facts, then change the assumption, right? Check what you're actually believing and change it. Your life is a summation of the choices that you make. So if you have thoughts that are dragging you down, that are sabotaging you and not making you feel good in life, you have the power of choice to change that. That was my biggest wake-up moment when I was 21 and I started my confidence journey. The moment I realized I had the power of choice to decide what I was going to believe about myself and believe for my life, whoo, I was unstoppable. Okay? And I want to remind you that you have that power of choice as well. Next question, ask yourself, does this thought sabotage me or does this thought empower me? Does the thought make you want to retreat and not take action, or does the thought empower you and encourage you to take action? Last year in 2020, if I had known that I was going to be getting messages constantly that my podcast was going to change people's lives, I would have been super motivated to get started. In fact, I would have gotten started earlier. But I wasn't telling myself empowering stories. I was telling myself limiting stories, like I'm not qualified enough to have a podcast. But then I changed it around. It's not about me being qualified. It's about the benefit and the value that I can bring to another person. Simple as that. And when I took my mind off me and being self-obsessed with me and my little bubble and how I'm not good enough, to look at what if this has the power to really help and support someone in a powerful way, then I was more motivated to get going. So I want you to grab a piece of paper and write down on one side all the negative thoughts and the lies that you are telling yourself about this idea that is stopping you from taking action. And then on the other side of the piece of paper, I want you to write down the empowering thoughts that are going to actually lead you to take action. So one side, write down the negative thoughts that are holding you back. And on the other side, I want you to challenge those negative thoughts by thinking of something else that is empowering about who you really are. And to do that, you've got to know your strengths. You've got to know what is good about you. You've got to know the value that you bring to the world. And the third question, when you want to reframe your negative thoughts so you can move from your thoughts to your actions, is would you ever speak to a friend like that? We are so kind and loving and supportive to our friends and families, and so mean and critical and hard on ourselves. Why? Why does everyone else in the world deserve to make their dreams a reality, but you are the only one who's not qualified enough? Think about it, right? When have you ever said to a friend, I don't think you're qualified enough for that idea. I think you should give up right now. You would never say that to someone. So don't let your mind say that to you either. Challenge it. If you struggle to be empowering to yourself, think of yourself as a friend. Remove your own self from the equation and say, what would I say to a friend who had this exact same idea but was struggling to take action on it? Then write that down, what you would say to a friend, and then turn it around and say it back to yourself. Okay, so you're not procrastinating because you're lazy. You're not taking action because you're not skilled or you're not qualified enough. It literally has to do with the story that you tell yourself. So begin to tell yourself an empowering story that is going to move you to take action. And don't compare yourself. Comparison is the thief of joy, okay? And you already know this. Comparing your early days to somebody who is 10 years ahead of you is not even a fair comparison. Your best days are still ahead, okay? Your best days are still ahead. So slow down, get positive about yourself, about your life, about your idea, and then begin to take the steps to take action. The next point on how to move from idea to action and get started on your ideas is to stop freaking out about the whole journey. Okay? We're so worried about step 7, 8, and 9 that we haven't even taken step 1. You know? What if I don't know how to handle it? What if something goes wrong? What if this? What if that? What if this? What if that? So many things in the future that we worry about, and we've not even taken the first step to turn our idea into a reality. Take step 1 before you even freak out about the other steps. Imagine you are driving a car and you're trying to find the finish line, but you can't because you're stuck on the sidelines. As long as you stand on the sidelines of your life, you will not get to where you're going. So instead of freaking out that you can't see the whole journey and you can't see where the finish line is, the more you drive, the clearer the path becomes, okay? Think about it. When you're driving a car at night, you can't see the whole road, but the more you drive, the clearer the path becomes and the closer you get to the finish line, okay? So don't freak out about not being able to see where it all ends. Don't freak out about not being able to see the finish line or see the whole path. Start with what you know. Practice mindfulness. Be present in this moment. What resources and skills and knowledge do you have available to you right now? Your knowledge isn't static. Your skills aren't static. Just because you don't know all the information at the beginning doesn't mean you can't find out. Okay? And that brings me on to my next point, which is focus on just winning today. I used to have that mantra on my vision board, just win today, because I was one of those people who would always go into the future and think, oh my gosh, I want to do this, I want to do that, I haven't done this, I haven't done that, oh, I'm running out of time, everyone else is already building their business, everyone else is a manager or a director, why am I still so here? I was so impatient with myself and my life. But then I started to focus on just winning today. And that is the idea behind Atomic Habits, okay? And Atomic Habits is a really good book I recommend if you want to learn how to build really good habits that actually help you level up in life. Now, Atomic Habits is all about how baby, small micro steps taken consistently over time often compound to big amounts of change. So, let's say I want to become an award-winning podcaster, okay? I can't become an award-winning podcaster tomorrow. To be able to do that, I have to, one, have a podcast. Two, I have to put episodes out there consistently. Three, I have to build an audience. Four, I have to deliver value. And then five, I put myself forward and I become an award-winning podcaster, okay? You don't just go from waking up one day to becoming an award-winning podcaster. You don't just wake up one day from, you know, waking up and then moving into becoming a successful entrepreneur. There are action steps that are required to get to the future self that you know you want to be. So the quickest way to get to your successful future self is to start taking baby steps now. One good day leads to another good day, leads to another good day, leads to a good week. One good week and another good week and another good week leads to a good month. One good month and another good month and another good month leads to a good year, and so on and so forth. Two episodes a month is better than one episode never. 10 minutes of exercise every day is better than 5 hours of exercise never. Small progress is better than no progress at all. It is better to be in the car driving towards your destination, even though you're not 100% sure where you're going to go, than it is to wait on the sidelines for the perfect piece of information to come to you before you start your journey. It's as simple as that. Consistency is key. And another big step to building confidence is that you have to be able to build trust within yourself and keep your promises. If you say to yourself there's something you really want to do, but you keep pushing it back and you keep procrastinating on it, you are breaking promises to yourself. Imagine if somebody else was in your life and they promised you, tomorrow I am going to do this thing for you, I promise. Tomorrow came and they said, I'm so sorry, I'll do it the next day. And the next day came and they said, I'm so sorry, I'll do it next week. You would lose faith in that person and you would probably give up on them. So when you make a promise to yourself, you have to try your hardest to keep that promise. Okay, because when you keep your promises to yourself, you begin to trust yourself even more. If you break the promises you make to yourself, you lose trust in yourself and it knocks your confidence. And you feel even less good enough and qualified enough to take action on your ideas. So start with making baby promises to yourself. 5 minutes of drawing every day, 5 minutes of walking, 5 minutes of research for your business idea. Whatever it is, start small and build momentum so that you practice keeping promises to yourself. My fourth point is that everything is figure outable. And this is another really good book that I recommend, Everything is Figure Outable by Marie Forleo. And the reason why I love that line is because I truly believe that knowledge and capability are not the same thing. Just because you don't know how to do something does not mean you are not capable of doing it, right? You don't see babies freaking out and having an existential crisis that they aren't good enough to drive a car, because when they grow up, they can practice, they can do their tests, and they will be able to drive a car. So they might not know how to do it, but they can always learn and do it at the end of the day. So clarity isn't just going to come from thinking about all the things you need to do. Clarity is actually going to come from taking action. And so you might not know all the information, and that's okay. No one has all the answers. No one. So if you don't know something, acknowledge what you don't know and begin the process to gain that knowledge. Google is your friend, honey. YouTube is your friend, honey. Learn to ask for help. Co-create with your audience. Whenever I get stuck on an episode, I will always put a message out on Instagram and be like, hey, what should I talk about next on the podcast? And let my audience tell me what they want to listen to. That is co-creation. Don't be afraid to ask for help, especially if what you're doing is to serve others in some way or the other, whether it's through a product or a service, or you just want to creatively express yourself. Don't be afraid to ask people for help and ask them for their thoughts on certain things. Okay? You don't have to do life on your own. Co-create with your audience, ask for help, and that will give you some of the answers you are looking for. Now, when you don't know the answers, you need to remember that you are capable. And like I said, you've got to know your strengths. And to figure out your strengths, you need to think about, what are you naturally good at doing? What comes natural to you? What are some of the things that you have an ease when you're doing it? Like for me, talking is really easy for me. You know, you can literally put me anywhere and I would happily speak to people. Although sometimes I really hate small talk, but when it comes to like coaching or helping people, those sort of things, you can literally put me anywhere and there's a really cool ease to it. Okay. Think about a moment you were proud of yourself. What strengths did you demonstrate in that moment? That's also going to be really important. And then also ask your family and friends for help. What are some of the things they would say about you that are your strengths? Okay. And then begin to write these down and reflect on it. Also, I'm sure you know, I have a Strengths Finder worksheet on the website. So if you want to have a better way to log your strengths and keep track of them and reflect on them regularly, you can download the Strengths Finder on www.confidentandkillingit.com. In our monthly meetup last week, someone asked a really good question and she said, Tiwa, I've got loads of different ideas and I just don't know which one to start with. It's just like my mind is constantly thinking of all the different things I could be doing that I never actually take any steps because there are just so many different ideas that I'm exploring and I don't know which one. Should I focus on one idea or can I keep exploring other ideas? Now, that's a really good question, and that's a big debate that has gone on for forever. Some people think pick one idea, get really good at it, and then you can begin to branch out to other ideas that you have. Other people go, why does life have to be so limiting or, you know, one-sided? You can explore different things that you want to do and be good at loads of different things. That's okay. Now, I don't think there's one right answer, but if you are somebody who has loads of different ideas and you don't know which one to start with, I would say start with the one that feels most exciting to you and the one that is in most alignment with your strengths and your passions, because that is the one you will be most successful at and be most confident in. You always want to start with the idea that you will be most confident or most successful in, because that's going to build your confidence and give you more momentum to try other ideas too. So if you have loads of ideas swarming around in your head and you don't know which one to start with, write them all down. Look at the skills and the resources that you would need for each idea, and then start with the idea that is in most alignment to who you are and what you are really good at doing. Like I said, clarity doesn't come from thinking. You're not going to think your way into the best idea. Clarity comes from taking action. You've got to start doing some of them to figure out which one sets your heart on fire and which one doesn't. Okay? So when you're doing all of these different ideas, pay attention to how you feel. Okay? Pay attention to how you feel. The ones that set your heart on fire, do more of those. The ones that you're not really feeling, be okay with letting them go. And finally, celebrate your small wins. When I hit my first 10,000 listens, I celebrated that. When I hit my first 50 ratings, I celebrated that. It is scientifically proven that when you look back at your life with a sense of accomplishment and achievement, it makes you more confident and optimistic about the future. Okay, so celebrate small wins. None of that, I should have done this already. Everybody's already done this. There's no point in celebrating. There's nothing special about this. It is worth celebrating. Listen, it is not easy to take action on your ideas. There are so many hurdles and challenges in the world that get in the way of us living as our true, authentic self. It is a battle. You have to fight to show up. You have to fight to be who you really want to be. It doesn't always come with ease, because the world is so ready to tell you what you should be doing with your life. So if you take action, if you keep a promise to yourself, celebrate that. Literally, whether you post it online or you do something nice for yourself, it doesn't matter. Keep track of your small wins, keep a log, celebrate yourself, and keep taking baby steps towards it. Remember, you can get to your goal by being kind to yourself, or you can get to your goal by being mean to yourself. Both of them might motivate you, but when you get to your goal by being mean and super critical of yourself and using that to work harder, that is like running a marathon with a ton of weights on your back. You might get to the finish line, but it is absolutely exhausting. But you can learn to be kind to yourself. You can learn to master your negative thoughts and don't freak out about the whole journey. Focus on taking the baby steps. Don't disqualify yourself from the race before you've even gotten started, and celebrate your small wins. Talk to yourself how you would talk to a friend. And when you do all of these things, you will begin to see that you talk to yourself in a loving and kind way that actually motivates you to go further. One last thing I just want to add is also about learning to prioritize your time, okay? Yes, you might have loads of ideas, but you can't do every single thing at once. So like I said, figure out which ones aligns with your strengths, figure out the ones that you're most excited about, figure out the one that is maybe most important to you or most urgent, and get going. I had the idea to, create an episode that was killing it in quarantine. Now, this was last year. Now, quarantine wasn't going to last forever. So if I wanted to do an episode of killing it in quarantine, it had to get out while we were still in quarantine. And that motivated me because I had given myself that specific deadline because I didn't want that moment to pass. It was urgent, right? I had to get it out there before quarantine was over. It motivated me to just start with that and take it from there. So look at what's urgent, look at what's important, start with that, look at what aligns with your strengths the most, what you're most excited about, and don't care too much about the negative things that people might say. You never actually know. They might laugh at you, but they might not. They might judge you, but they might not. They might think it's pointless, they might not. They might think it's actually really, really valuable, but you just never know. A lot of the podcast episodes that I've wanted to delete in the past and just told myself not to and to just get over the insecurity, people have come back to say those were some of the best episodes that they've ever listened to. So it's not about just you. Think of the bigger impact and the bigger implications of your idea. Oh my gosh, I keep saying the final thing, but this is the final thing, okay? When you say no to taking action on your idea, what are you saying yes to? That's a good one. When you say no to taking action, when you say no to your dreams, when you say no to your creativity, when you say no to your skills and your talents, what are you saying yes to? What are you inviting into your life by default of not living as your true authentic self? You're probably inviting insecurity into your life. You're probably inviting low confidence. You're probably inviting feeling stuck and stagnant. Is that what you really want for yourself? And at the end of the day, when it's the end of your life, you can't blame anyone for not taking action. That's on you, because your life is your responsibility. So I hope this episode has inspired you and given you some clarity on how you can move from idea to action. If you want specific advice, obviously I don't know every single idea every single person has, feel free to send me a DM. Tell me what your idea is. Tell me where you're feeling stuck and we can work through it together. Okay, so you can DM at Tiwalola or at Confident and Killing It. Let me know what you thought of this episode. If you do start something as a result of this episode, please let me know. Because I would love to give you a shout out. I would love to keep encouraging you and keep motivating you to keep going, because I'm sure your idea is pretty fantastic. And if there's a big blocker that is stopping you that I didn't talk about, let me know. I'm really curious. I want to know what it could be. So send me a message and tell me a little bit more about where you're feeling stuck and we can get talking. The world needs what you have to offer. The world needs your ideas, and the message inside of you is greater than the fear you feel. Thank you so much for listening. Remember to rate and leave a review if you are loving this podcast. I am trying to get to 100 ratings by the end of this month, and we are so close. So if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, literally just scroll down, leave a review, give it a good rating, and I would be so, so grateful. Thank you. Love you all. And until next time, stay confident and killing it.